Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the Thursday show. How is everybody today? You having fun? So what are we talking about? We're going to talk about stress. I was watching this really interesting show on HBO. It was a documentary on stress, and I thought, well, stress is amazing. I mean, it's something that we have to cope with. How do we cope with stress? Where does stress come from? You know, get into the history of stress and how people evolved and how we, the fight, flight syndrome, and, you know, if you study the animal kingdom, you know, the baboon has to run. If it sees a lion, it's stressed out. And those stress hormones go right into the legs. And that's kind of a fascinating concept, is when we get all stressed out, it goes right into our body. And it's a chemical called cortisol, which can be very destructive to our cells if we don't do something about it, if we don't cope with it, if we don't deal with stress. And they talked about the United States and this whole discussion, and I thought it was really fascinating. And so we're going to talk a little bit about stress maybe the next couple of days. And we're going to talk about how to deal with it and how to cope with it. And today I'll have my spirit guides talk a little bit about spirit teachers, I should say. They like to be called spirit teachers and not necessarily spirit guides, but how to cope with it and how to deal with stress, okay? So we're going to talk about, well, where does stress come from? Well, talking about the animal kingdom and the baboons and the stress and, you know, but they, you know, quickly after they've escaped from the lion, they calm down. But the problem of our society is that we don't calm down. Does that make sense? We don't calm down. Because after stress hits us from something going on in our life, stress hits us from somewhere else, and we end up with chronic stress. And chronic stress leads to a lot of problems in our society. I'm not trying to overemphasize this because I really want my spirit guides to talk to you about this, but this chronic stress put on people from various factors, and we'll get into some of the factors a little bit, but I really want to get into coping with them. How do we cope with them? How do we cope with stress? But we'll get more into that because I have some ideas and I've read a lot about it. And even in the documentary I was watching, they talked about some of the coping mechanisms, and they're very familiar to the ones I'm known a lot about over the last year, 2 years, 3 years, I don't know how long. So what causes us to stress out? Oh, there's the obvious ones, right? Let's get into some of the obvious ones. And some of the obvious ones are, well, not being happy at your job, working long hours and tired and stressed out over your work, right? Having unrealistic expectations put on you from people above you, right? Working under dangerous conditions. You know, minimizing dangerous conditions would help cope with that, right? Being insecure about our chance for advancement or risk of termination. So you're in that middle ground there. You don't know if you're ever going to go up and you want to achieve more, but you don't know when you're going to be laid off. So that brings stress on you, a chronic stress, because it's there every day. Facing discrimination or harassment at work, especially if your company isn't supportive. Okay, then there's some lifestyle stresses, which most of the time you can work through, like death of a loved one, the grieving process, divorce, there's a grieving process, loss of a job, there's a grieving process, but that puts a lot of stress on it. I like this point in the article. This is from WebMD. I'm sorry I didn't tell you where it was from. WebMD, causes of stresses. And I thought, well, maybe I can share this on Facebook for those with me if they let me do that. Sometimes they don't, sometimes they do. Okay, we're going to go through some of these. Okay, and I'm not going to jump on all of them all the time. Chronic illness or injury can cause stress, right? Emotional problems, depression, anxiety, and grief. So how do we cope with that? You know, in the article it said that the life expectancy of Americans was the highest in the world in the 1960s. Now it's one of the lowest in industrial nations. Why? Well, it's because of stress, and it's how we cope with stress. How do we cope with stress? Drugs. You know, opioid addiction and death is very big in this country because of stress. And if you look at the states where there's a lot of opiate addictions, you'll find that these same states, there's a lot of unemployment and there's a lot of insecurity about what's going to happen with their economy. What's going to happen to the factory I work at? Oh, I'm unemployed. So, and then there's suicide. Suicide is really high in the United States right now, one of the highest in the world because of stress. And then alcoholism, dying of cirrhosis of the liver. Again, we're back to the stress thing. What's going to happen with my life? How do I cope with my life? So it's all these factors that you go, wow. And you probably notice that in your society, the same problems. You know, it doesn't matter where you're at. It seems like the middle class, harder and harder to cope with, and we don't have the outlet for those stress hormones, or we don't take the outlet. So next few minutes, we're going to get into solutions based from what my spirit teachers have to say about it, and then we'll get more into how to deal with stress from more of a clinical point of view in the next show. And I have some ideas. I'm going to let them talk to you. Well, I hear a little noise, like this thing is, sometimes Skype just goes away in the middle of a show. It's here. Okay, we're not going to worry about it. I would say that one thing, you know, before I let them talk, one way of coping with stress is develop a great sense of humor. Don't think take everything so seriously. Laugh about them. Find humor in everything we do. I know that's tough. You lost your job. How are you going to be humorous about that? You know, doing the work that I've done in the intuitive psychic work, one of the biggest problems that I've faced and what people wanted answers on, especially when the Great Recession had hit about 10 years ago, was I lost my job. When am I going to get a job? You could tell people are stressed out. So how do you cope with it? How do you deal with it? Okay, then I'll give you some ideas, but let my spirit teachers talk to you a little bit more about this, and then we'll jump in maybe today or tomorrow a little bit about how to cope with stress and more details about coping with stress in your life, right? Other than kicking the dog, right? Yeah, other than running, standing in front of a train going 70 miles an hour. No, that's not the way to cope with stress, but let me have them talk to you, and then we'll get into more about how to cope with stress in the next show. And that's the little thing about what I'd like to help you with is stress, help you to deal with and cope with what's going on in your life in the work I do. So my information is there if you're interested in knowing more about it, in knowing about a meditation, knowing about what your spirit teachers and your family ancestors might have to say to you about you coping with those problems in your life. Okay, let me go under. Let them talk to you. Well, the word here is fear. 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 Fear of the future. Fear of the past. Well, that the past will creep up on you. Fear of your environment. Think about that as when we talk about stress. A lot of it has to do with worry and fear, doesn't it? There's natural norms, normal, actual stress that comes up in your life, and we've talked about this. You know, you have to be work at 8:30 in the morning or 8 o'clock in the morning, and it's now 7:15, and you're not dressed. Well, there's a certain amount of stress there, isn't there? Uh-oh, I got a 30-minute drive to work, and I'm all stressed out because I'm not ready, haven't eaten yet. And so that's a normal stress. But by the time you get to work and you've calmed down, you've settled in, that stress dissipates. Okay, that stress pushed you away, much like the gazelle being chased by the lion, right? Once the lion is gone, the pack, the whatever you call them, of gazelles settles down. Their stress level drops. That hormonal level drops. So once you're past the immediate stress, you calm down. But if you have that day-to-day stress, that everyday stress, well, today could be the day I lose my job. Today could be the day my spouse leaves me. Today a typhoon might hit. Well, whatever you think is your stressor. So we would say to you, this is getting into George's little thing about how to cope with stress, but we want to emphasize to you, identify stress. Identify the stressors in your life. You know, you can cope with the internal stresses. You can cope with the family stress. You can cope with some of those immediate stresses that you face in your life, right? You know that. You can cope with that. And there's tools to cope with that. We won't get into the tools. But you know those, and you understand those, and you face them on a daily basis, and you can deal with those. But what you don't want to add to your life is additional stress by worrying about the world, things you can't control, things that you cannot control. The president's doing this, and the president's doing that, and the government's doing this, and the government's doing that. My local community, the local government is doing this and doing that. That's stressing you out. You worry about it. You're stressed out about it. You're stressed out about, oh, they're going to do this, and they're going to do that. They're going to go to war. And, you know, the whatever it is from the external, oh, there's terrorists in the other part of the world. They're going to come and get me. That's the kind of stress that you can't really control because you can't do much about it. Now, you can change your politicians. You can vote for somebody new. You can look into who is best able to cope with these particular situations and bring into your life the things that you need. But that's all you really can do, right? So it's learning to turn away from those stresses that you cannot control. Now, you may identify them, and you may know they're there, and you may want to take action in the future to change those who are, or if you can modify those who are causing these stresses in your life from the external with, you know, and that's part of community being able to do that. Your local community being able to change or vote in or vote out those who are causing stress in your life. Think about that. Think about that for a moment. So, but in the day-to-day activities, can you really worry about, is it really helpful to worry about something that's happening on the other side of the world? Now, here's the word for you, and we're going to throw this word out there, is trust. Trust that those in power, those that you've put in power, those who are in your government will help cope with this stress, will help mitigate the stress that comes upon you. Now, here's the other point on that that's really important to think about. When you watch television or news shows and you watch articles, you know, like George is watching this documentary on stress. Well, you know, as long as he didn't kind of buy into those stress factors and go, what if that happens to me? What if that happens to me? But he just takes it as from an analytical point of view of, well, that's that. Okay, these are ways to cope with it. These are the ways to cope with stress. This is the way to deal with stress. So when you watch the news, how much negativity is there? How much fear is created by watching news? How much? A lot? Then, you know, it's easy. That's a simple one. Turn it off. Avoid it. You know it's there. You know it's going to be there. It's not going to change automatically. By turning it off, at least you're avoiding the stress. You're not adding to your constant stress on a daily basis by getting into and watching stressful situations and absorbing those stressful situations and making them your own. So that would be our first point, and we're going to talk more about avoiding stress in the next show on how to avoid stress, how to cleanse the body of stress. Well, that's even a better way of putting it. So first step is, if external stressors are getting to you, turn them off. Avoid them. You can't change them. You can't do anything about it. Why are you allowing it to affect you? Okay, number one step. So we're going to get into this more because this is probably one of the most vital issues that we can talk to society about, is changing your perspective on stress. So thank you for listening. Okay. Spirit guides had some interesting ideas on stress and how to avoid it. Turn it off. Avoid it. Okay. I love you guys. I will be back tomorrow. We'll talk more about this. And I'm looking forward to giving you some ideas on how to mitigate the stress in your life. Thank you for listening.